supposed to get a couple of Gemaras. I'm not sure if it's come back. I'm just waiting for it to come back with the Gemaras. Briefly touch something we forgot to touch about last time, and that was the Kotel Rambam, Klevitzke with the Prati Domi. The Loch is such a place in case of the Gemara of Ein Rove, that Rama Pasti, Pasti Pus Lek Rove, he has to pay. But then he passed the case straight away. Later on in Perek Zayin, Rabbi seems to look back at this halacha, presents another case which in some sense apparently is different from what he has over here. It's not the same issue, but parallelish. Misho adam beveitin, shani chayav lezeh atovei amaneh. אחר כך הזכרתי שפרעתי לו חובו, חובו זה שהודיתי בו, והרי עדים, איזו עדות מועלת, עושים על פיהם שלא הכחיש עדיו ולא קומן לביתם מעולם. Here you have a case which is different both in terms of beginning its resolution. The case in our sugya starts with not a hidua at all, some is a tense of two. Says, Adam Lelevisi. Once the Adam comes to the lover, the Tanis Ptu becomes the boomerang, and if it becomes the Tanis Chova, once the discussion moves from whether it was Alvoy to whether it was a Pihoin, so in the front of Alvoy we take his Adoy, we take the Adam that was Alvoy, in terms of Pihoin, we take his version that was no Pihoin. Here the Ram talks about a different kind of case, which a person starts with the Hoidoyer. Not that question with which Abai Mobi started, but with the Hoidoyer. He uses the person to serve money. And then reminds himself that he doesn't owe, and then he has Adam coming. And what would be if Adam didn't come? It's time that he reminded himself that he had paid. There are a pair of different issues. And evidently, according to the Rambam, in such a case, he would lose. Once it does, but you can't change it. You can change it, tainer, p'tul liptul, one p'tul to another p'tul, either because of miga, because fundamentally it's inherent right. That discussion says which way it moves. But that he could have done, but from chiyu chayva to das vadi chayva to p'tul, for that you can't do. Let's raise a more general question, leaving aside the particular case of the Rambam. That is, can a person reverse Edas Baldin? This is basically what's going on Gittin. If you don't know Aleph, Shvono, Simon Pe Aleph, until in the Shaks, if you've got Nun Aleph, Nun Tet, Samach Aleph, here are the three days, Shiva particular, Haman, the Ivan, and others. One is that Hadash Baldin is irreversible. So the Kim Shigid, as you have with that Eidim, Kim Shigid Chesu Magid, Hadash Baldin, which is the equivalent of Eidim, is also Eidim Chesu. The other extreme, those who say that if you contend that you're making a mistake, which Shmutaram says over here, says Niskalti Zame, I heard that here you can do something which you got to Edim you can't do. Edim, once the Edim is recorded in Besdin, there's no further opportunity for Agadah. However, you look at Mishigi, the Ritvon Ksubas is too mukeres for it. But either way, it's irreversible. Part of it was you no longer serve as an aide, you're finished. You played the bit part, and you get off the stage. You got to Baldovo, it's not so. Baldovo accompanies the case straight through. It's not the category of Edim. It's superior to Edim in terms of the bottom sack. If he says the Chavasa, Edim says the Chavasa. But here, a person is still active, involved, and engaged. Therefore, can undermine what he said previously, in which case it's not quite a Kim Shehigi, but he says, I never said it. But I said, Betos, that's not what you said. Edis, you don't say that, but God to Adar, you can say that. Even without a Migu. Then it's an intermediate Shita, with a Migu that can be done, without a Migu cannot be done. Here the Rambam clearly implies that without support of Edim, which is simply to say, Iskaj Bati Lachovi, he would not be the Amma. But what is the issue here? That there's the Edim. The Edim said it was Piroi of Edim. So on the face of it, this is the same case as we have with Gata Bain Rove. There's a Das Baldin, Yischaev. As opposed to Edim, who said this potter. So the same manner as if we say, that's what Gmeim Domi, Pasir like Rove, she passed like this in the same way over here. That Ram says you don't do. And he clearly has in mind the comparison of the cases. As he says, it's not as if he said Levitim Levisim Eilam, which would have meant no Piroyim and would contradict the Edim. He didn't say that. He simply says that I'm Chayev. He never touched the details. Why is Chayev? Was there Piroyim? Was there no Piroyim? That was never involved in. Rashba is Chedek of the Rambam that got to this. He assumes that you apply by and Rabbi, that is, this case as well. But Ram is Mechalik. Yesu Ba Metzia, Ma'al Av Gimel, Gimel Abedisfir, Apri Kamaise, there's a long shtickle trying to explain the Rambam why one is possible, why one case to be changed your mind, when you can't change your mind. I think without the Arichas that he has over there, what I'm saying is that thing is simple. It brings us back to something that's close to the distinction I mentioned in the past. The past distinguished between two kinds of Das Baldin. The Das Baldin, which relates to the facts, and that which doesn't relate to the facts, but which I said was not an admission but a concession. Throw us in the towel. It's not worth fighting over. I don't want to fight. Here we have something, I think, which is analogous. He says, Chayev ani, that need not relate to a particular fact. It relates to the bottom line, the Osmei doesn't owe money. Now that plane, where there no Edim, he'd be Chayev, that's about the variant of Hoidoyev, which relates as the Dinamomus as possible in the Nefashis, you don't have such a thing. The Nefashis, Edim, and the Baldovo, if there is a Baldovo there, the Edim have to say what happened. But for this Chayiv Apotel, it's not for the Edim to say Bezin besides that. The Dinamomus, Edim come and say, woman, Mazik Shimon, by Marim Shimon, or they can say, bottom line here, Shimon money. This reflected to some extent the sugya of Shimon Koch and Chomim. We got to Mom, we said, Rabbi Amanda comes Saadi. One says it was Alfa Amanda, it's Alfa on Thursday. He both said he owes the money. And the fascists and the like, can't be Mitzahabit Sadef. One says he was able to resign on Tuesday, one says he was able on Wednesday. There's two different Avedas, they can't be combined. See what the other thing says as follows. If there's a stirrup between the Edim and the Baal Dovo at the level of fact, what happened, what didn't happen. That's the case of Bayin Chofet. At the Baal Din, the factual plane, the website the Edim. The story which they tell, their narrative, it's not a correct narrative, and to the extent that it clashes with my narrative prevails. But if he doesn't relate to the narrative, he relates only to the state of Chiyuv and Ptul between himself and the Malva, without giving going to involve himself in the whys and the wherefores, how did that state come about? The whole field of detail, factual detail, is left untouched. No one related to it. No one, or at least he didn't. The Badov didn't relate to it. The Edom maybe did. The Badov didn't relate to it. He never said yes, never said no. He said Chayiv ani. You would have understood. Chayiv apparently was a piroi. It was no piroi. But that's not something which he puts on the table, to which he admits. And therefore, the Edom come, they enter what is in effect neutral, sanitized territory, where they can discuss the possibility of the fact that it was Piroin, and that prevails. So I think it's not quite the distinction I mentioned previously between admission and concession, but it's a distinction to Hadas Badin, which is factually oriented, and which is bottom line oriented. The person be Mechayivim, either one could be Mechayivim. If Chmini comes up, to what extent is this qualifiedim, if they touch upon an area which simply had never been considered by him in the first place. Alright, this is what's up. Okay, now we start a new sugya. I just mentioned at the outset that there are certain parallels with the next sugya, but those parallels won't touch on so much. Now, it will be easier for us to touch on them when we get to the next sugya. So next to what I mean is, the limitation which we have in this sugya over here, which taine, nishba, not nishba, and which shvuas, a government is Mishneh, as opposed to this next Mishneh, which deals not with which tainis, but with regard to which kinds of momen, shvuas prevail. And again, the same issue of all shvuas of a peace or not. Alright, actually, let's say what. In Shmet Echev Shei Kotten, Yom Yeah. Is anything striking about this Gemara? What is the question?
There's a custom that was just the cotton piece of straw, it's just kind of bent out.
Yeah, but is there a common emphasis in the halacha and the makir, where they push and says diverse directions. The halacha in the Mishnah is the chesh of the cotton. What's the makir for my time? I'm asking, is the makir commensurate with the halacha? Or do they touch upon separate phenomena, different phenomena?
Well, no, it's even different, because you're talking about halakha is about Shvur, and the Chassidim is about...
The thing of the Mishnah is about Shvur, and the Pasuk is seemingly about what? Yeah. On the face of it, we're dealing with two separate halakhas, one of which flows from the other, but they're very different. What is the Tetzcha Shur Kotten? Not with the infrastructure, which is Mechai B'Shavur. Whether that is created by the Kotten, can he be involved creating that? But assuming that the infrastructure exists, his father was a Shema. God is a Shema. So there's no question about how the Kotten was built. Introduced. Question of the tinies. But the world seems to focus not upon the tinies, but upon the senior. Merely, if there was no senior, or an invalid kind of senior, there would be no chiv shuas shomrim, which is shuva presumably we're talking about, or possibly the shuva no shuva. The shoe is made of mikzas, because there again, what would be made of mikzas if you require, if there was some chi which was generated with the shmira? An ansu part, we're an ansu, but we're not an ansu, and that was the tanya. That's what seems to answer. So, well, of course, if he's not a shamer of his, he can't be chi with shamrim. Came through by my existence, none of that obtains. Now let's start instead the halacha itself with his cotton klum. How do you understand the Gemara?
The
Shvur
is dependent on
a Taina, then the Kapha doesn't have any right to make that Taina because he never had Messina in the first place. So the Taina is the problem in the Taina. And there's nothing for the Shvur to vote. If it is
Gemara Kipshuta, and it says Kotten Klum,
what does it mean?
Well,
in order to create...
Since there was no Halakha Messina, therefore there's no...
So that's what it means. It means that in order to create a situation of a shemir and a mafkid, you have to have someone apprentice about das. Here the Gemara is sort of between the lines. Where is the more fully developed? Where is the more speaking those terms? You need someone who's about das. Rabbi Kamer. Then we have this case. I've given Rabbi of Yechatel to tell about Vedu, which have the Shubi Kefil. I think that it's going to apply only to whom? So it has Nignav, who pays Kefil, who pays? To whom is that applied? To whom is that
applied?
For Shema, yeah. So you say, Tehri Abavim, Shalom Shema Kefil, means someone finds an Aveda, he becomes a Shema, he has to pay Kefil. My time is the Kol Avet Shema, it's Chayim. So in my ass, Kiddush, you said, Kodin Klum, ואין הסתרים של קודם, תראה של קודם, סתרים של קודם, תראה של קודם, מנעין, אתה לא מדבר בשתניות, יש נראה תפילה שון כאחד. Why did I get a kind of aid? If a cotton gave it, the sign, it's not valid. What's a kind of aid? I'm going to have my skin on. That's the thing my rejects. So go to the Rabashi tells, Loi Domi. Avei the Klasim Kirch Mendas, Klasim Kirch Mendas. Avei is a better case, easy to work up in context of infrastructure Shmira, and with regard to a cotton. Why? Was Osim Kirch Mendas. And depending on how you interpret the word Kwasya, you have to see why you could understand. Kwasya would mean if you meant that he was involved, he's not involved, but he's not involved Kirch Mendas. What it means is, the one who made him a shamer was the Torah. The Torah made him a shamer for the mafkid, for the bala, created the mafkid, the bala veda, and that's kirch ben das. It's done as it were on his behalf, the kocho, by bezin met chachomim, or by the Torah which said that the shtov finds an aveda. It becomes a shame if he picked it up. If he doesn't pick it up, he's able to assume perhaps, it doesn't become a shame, but he picked it up, it becomes a shame. But the assumption most seems to be that in order for a person to become a shame, so number one is the question if he himself is a cotton. Can a cotton become a shame? Secondly, the mafkid, can the mafkid be a cotton? If the cotton clues, the mafkid can be a cotton. That was the most question. If the mafkid was a cotton, assuming that we don't recognize it, Peloch as a valid messina, so take it as if it just rolled into the home of the Shema, the Meitzer Veda. And the responsibility derives from the mere fact that it's there. So Cotton gave it to him, but then subtract, erase the Cotton's giving to him. And meanwhile, so the wind brought it in. The Cotton's like a wind brought in the Chafetz. So Moses says, no. If it's a Asim Kirch Mendas, so you have responsibility to the Mendas, to the Bala Aveda. You have responsibility to the Cotton. The Moses says nothing. And he's the Baal. Here we have to use thought, is the problem what have we got to the senior or have we got to the Baalus? What if a cotton would have given you, if a cotton belongs to his father? So then we would say that it's an Aveda, it's Asukir Ben Das. The whole problem, the problem of the Sina. But here we don't need the Sina because the Qadr is an Aveda. Or do we say, no, the problem is not the problem of the Sina, the problem is do we say that the problem is one only of the Sina and the Sina of God is nothing? Or is the problem of the Ba'al, and that's why we strike it out? Or it's a question of the Bailus. Cotton is the Bailim, that's the problem. If Cotton is the Bailim, the economy becomes equated to Aved. And that we can leave up in the air for the moment. If you quite have seen as Cotton, so apparently that we regard the act of being Mafkid as being one which has to have a certain das accompanying it, otherwise it's invalid. That would make the sin of the cotton, the sin of the cotton, similar to what? That's assumed under the category, but similar to what? Similar to Akhenoi. as a knoy requires das. This too requires das. Is this pashut? Seal it, handing it over to someone else, even for the purpose not of being mocked and making him the bailin. Making the shemel also requires something which is analogous to aknoy. So there are two considerations here. One, does it make a difference what kind of shemel you're going to be? And secondly, what in the process of Mesilas HaPikodin is necessary in order to make him a shemel? Is that the kind of shemel which shemel would this be more readily understood and which less so? What do you understand better than you need in the sinus, in the sin of a badass?
Well,
if the light should be dove to Shem Chinam and everybody else. It's simple, you may be right, according to Shem, which we'll see in the next Mishnah. But the Chura, if a line is to be drawn, it should be drawn between whom and whom. Shemachin or Shemesachar versus
Shor and Sochar.
Shor and Sochar. Why?
Because there's actual Hishtamshas.
Yeah, well, put it differently. Shemachin and Shemesachar have only Chiyuvim. They have no rights. They're only Achayas. So you don't have to give them anything. They have to, for their part, to be Mischayev, perhaps. Or perhaps they don't need to be mischayev. Maybe once they receive the object willingly, so that automatically is mechayev. The Torah is mechayev. This question of Chashomrim, whether Shemel is chayev because he accepted the responsibility, or Shemel is chayev because the Torah is mechayev him, he agreed to become a Shemel. But then, having agreed to that, he can't write the rules of the game. That's the Shulchan Aruch Shemesachar. But Shor and Sochar, they're both rights, Zechuyos v'Chiyuvim. That somebody has to be marked in you. So we might have understood, even if we have a moment, the question of the need for Ma'aseh Kinyan. It's this cotton klum. The Bible got the Shoyl and Seichel, he has to be Makne. We got the Shemachin and Shemesochel, you don't need to be Makne, simply to give, hand over the chaves to the person and keep their customers as chaves. That might not require das. That's the one plane. That has to do with what is required by Sikini. Normally, if there's any kind of aknor, ordinarily speaking, require two things. You require das as part of the machne, possibly part of the kohen, but certainly part of the machne, and you require my Sikini. You need my sikinium with God to Hashem. Here's Vibrax Masushenium. How Kiewicz Shomrim were created. And we focus to Sugis, we are in Tessim of a Kamen, and Tzadik Tessim of a Metzir. So we're analogous to the introduction of Mem Zayin with base. Moshe says there, come in. Shmaim atik, the Gemara is a bai, 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 ma'ar, tik, the Mashiach, the Shomrim, Eloi. And what I said later on, Shmaim, you know, the tik, the Mashiach, the Shomrim, it's not my blood, it's not the Mashiach, the Shuchos, kach tik, the Mashiach, the Shomrim. With regard to what you know, acquire the Mashiach here. Rashi says right there, "Tikkun b'shicha b'shemrim, sheyischai shemer b'shmirah shemshech." This could mean one of two things. Could mean that it's not a shemer until it's m'shicha, or it may be a shemer but doesn't chiyuv yet. It could be as follows. There are certain chiyuvim which might be independent of whether you are full-blown shemel. Shlich yad, for instance. If you're shlich yad, if you're shemel, shlich yad defines the gazlan. If you're not a shemel, no. And other shemel who say that even with regard to the next mission of things which are excluded from the parsha shmire, but if you accept them, and you look at Hashem, you act like Hashem, and you shalech yad, you're chayev. That has to do with whether you are Hashem or not. The question of Hashem, she is also the same. But it's possible, so it's here, by the way, if you're not, if there was no Mashiach, as the Chavis has not come to you, it's not in your possession at all, you know, it's nothing. Or as Rashi is medayek, shall yischayv shem b'shmirah sheyimshech. The chiv shmirah isn't there, but the gavu is the gavu of shemer. The relation between them is that of shemer and mafkid, with all that possibly entails. That's two variant ways of understanding the mandama who says the tikkum shemer shemer. The alternative is to say that, no, that as far as Chiyuv Shmir is concerned, the minute he receives the Chayfetz, he's a Kabbalah Sapikodin, but he's Askome, or that Aved without his Askome. But let's forget about Aved. He becomes a Shemer, and it's Chayv Chiyuv Shmir. He didn't make a Kinyu. I don't need the Kinyu. I really need the Kinyan in order to identify the Chayfetz as being within my reshus, under my governance. If I want to get certain tzchuyos in the Chayfetz, that requires Aknor, maybe that requires a Meisim Mashiach, but not otherwise. Tesis right here says, Tikkun Mashiach B'Shemrim Eloi, Holoi Miboy Eloi, אם משעת משיכה ומשעת מלאכה מתחייבים כל אחד ואחד כדיני שבחינם פשעי זו מגלי ועבי אשר בעודסן נפשית את משעת משיכה מתחייבים אם לא חי מי מתי אלוהי מרי מבוי אלה דגמר ספקה שבו זה משיך לנעד ושואב לסוחר אם מוציא משהו למסקל מרדו בי feel much and just be loch or low. This is a probably different problem. Not with regard to the chiyuv and shemrim. Those certainly involved in the time of Mashiach, otherwise you have no moment to focus on. The problem is with regard to kinyan and shemrim, which is limited to shayl and seichel, ki ad mashal maskir b'chayzot. Do you say that Mashiach, if you want to buy the Be'en, so Mashiach makes sense. If all you want to do is use the Be'en, you're not buying Chayfetz. So what the Mashiach is irrelevant. What you need, therefore, is that which you're going to do, You want to buy the use of it? You have to use it. You kind it with that which you master that which you want to be kind. Yeah. Now, so it says that this is the problem, this is the Gemara, whether Avun is Gemara in Bamitsia and in Kedushin. If you used it, you kind of, otherwise you don't want it kind of. And there, the Gemara quotes other days. One day this is Midaraisa, one day this is Takar the Rabbanon. The Midaraisa, we don't say Bika by the Knoi. And then there is a day amongst the Shoinim that you don't need the Maisa Kinyan altogether, even without it. Tesis here rejects that out of hand. Tesis here assumes that with regard to Chazorah there's an issue. When you acquire Bikaboy, the use is what gives you the Kinyan. If you're mastering the Tashmishim, as if you're born the band, you're mastering the band. Chiyuvim is another story. Chiyuvim is to the time of the Mashiach, that's for sure. But the God, the Tashmishim, the Schuya is, maybe Mashiach is irrelevant, because Mashiach has to be, you take control of that which you're acquiring. If you acquire the Ben, you can be Mashiach the Ben. If you acquire the Tashmishim, you have to Mashiach the Tashmishim, which means you have to use it. Well, this works with the Isim, the Rabban, the Ritvon, and Kedush, in particular, in Bavitsi as well, as 2 days, whether he has to know the Mikra Din or not. I said, bottom line, what do we have then? We have as follows. According to Rashi, the question is when the Chiyuv Shemel begin. And here I said the question of the Chiyuv Shemel or the identity of Shemel. According to Tosfos, that the Chiyuv Shemel certainly begin with the, yes, according to Rashi, 2 days. What the Gemara is that you can get the Chiyuv Shemel without Mashiach, without Masikin. This assumes you certainly require Mashiach for the Chiyuvim. Probably the Gemara is you require Mashiach for the Zchuyot, the Zchuyot Tashmish, or not. Apparently, this assumes that if there was no Maskin at all, you would not, be chayv with the Chiyuv Shomrim. And probably wouldn't have the Kinyanim either. You'd have nothing. There are intermediate possibilities. And this is because the Sher and Seichel to be Michalik. Tezvi says, the Boilei, the Sher, the Seichel, the Botsi, Mashir, the Maskil, the Merdebei, feel much shatsu b'locha olo. So the text talks about Mashal Maskir says that Rabbis with regard to the ability of the Mashal Maskir to be chayzer boy, if you've already been kainer, you can't be chayzer. If you've not been kainer, you can't be chayzer. What about the chivim of the shayl in such a case? If they made Mashiche, but haven't used it. Here are two possibilities suggest themselves. One is to say, as I said before, each and every Shemel becomes Chayev with upon the occasion of the Mashiche, as soon as he assumes that identity of whatever it is, the Shah, the Seichel, you have not acquired yet the Schuyot, the Balim can ask for the Chayev back. But it's been made available to you. If you want to use it, you can use it. But that itself already classifies you as being shared in a seichel. It turns into chiyuvim. What do we say now? As the Bible can be chayzer, means the shmir is not then fully in effect. So that which is special to share the sech, living the heto tashmish, exists as theoretical heto, but not a baris of tashmish. Share the sech, as long as he's not have the tashmish, so he's a shemer, but he's a shemer only at the same level as a shemer sacher. Ansin be potter, b'nei v'avedin b'chayim. That is, he doesn't entertain. But it's here, it tastes a little differently. Kachikim Shichim Shomer. Kachikim Shichim Shomer suggests that it's a Dabana. As we said, it's a Shichim Nekuchas. So he says, ladies, Chai Vaitzin Kamar, the Shemekhin of Bolem Shich Chai Bepshiye, Yavei Vek Uvni, and I for the Shemekhin of Wadi Shemesov, Yavei Vek Uvni. So here, it says, not like what he says in Bavakan. Bavakan says, surely the Chiyu Shemrim, that's very Shemrim, all come only with Mashiachin. There's no other logical point at which you can invoke Chiyu Shemrim. This over here says, no. Become Shemachinam, and likewise to become Shemachachar, Shemachachar gave Aved a Shemachin without the Mashiach. That's with regard to Mashiach, without Mashiach. Mashiach has a Chayfetz, put it down, I'll take care of it, we have a Mashiach, it's sufficient. What does it refer? He said, maybe we got the Sheol. And what about Sheol? We got Sheol. We got the Chiyuv Sheol. What is Chiyuv Sheol? Not the Chiyuv Sheol. Chiyuv Sheol takes us at the end. That's what the Gemara is about. Meanwhile, it takes us the process of rejecting possibilities. It's not when the Shemachinam becomes the Shemachinam. Because that doesn't require a Mashiach. It's not about a Sheol, when does he become a Sheol? Because that, not the Tekhadot Chachamim, that's the Midrash also by Mashiach. Mashiach for what? For the Zechuyot? No, the Zechuyot is the test at the end. So Mashiach with the God, the Chiyuv of Sheol, without the Zechuyot. That maybe this will be possible. That we can split between the two dinim of Sheol, not just split between different Shomrim, but split between the dinim of the same Shomer. The Zechuyot should be only if we deal with the Daraisa. The Zechuyot should be only with Mashiach. Everything should be without Mashiach with the Daraisa. And the Rabbani require Mashiach. They says no. But you have to share certainly your own kind with Mashiach, meaning that the status of Sheol, Bichai Vonson, that sure is only with Mashiach. That was not the issue. What this does not suggest here, but which is open suggestion, is the possibility that Sheol, the Schuyas of Sheol, will get only through Tashmish, or that was the one Zabai, maybe Mashiach. Rabbanon, and but Chiyuvim he will have with Mashiach. There will be possibilities that accept that. Such possibility that maybe there's a line drawn between Imudat Hashem, between Chiyuvim. And Kinyanim, that appears in Gemara Kedushin of Mem Zayin. forgot to hold for it. Someone borrows money and says, you spent the money. So it's still in his possession. So the question is, brought to life already? We say, no, the life has the option of taking it, but he hasn't taken it yet. Mir is still lost in the mouth. And the Malbe cannot demand the money back, but at the same time, what you don't seem, if it happens to the money, it's the loss of the labor. Umasavar, Milvim Shushlev Ma'arim Kaimer, what you don't seem, if it happens to the money, the Malva is the one who loses, because it's still his money. Amin de Lohu, and I said to them, Lonsim Kram Lepligi, the Mishushlev Kaimer. My time will go on Mishela. Mashiach, Rabbein Mechaib Onsim, Mevolikoshkin. Onsim, forget it. That's not an issue over here. Certainly, Onsen, the labor, is the one who loses if anything happens, he has to pay. Why? Because that was in Shoel. Shoel certainly has to return the band in due time. He doesn't own it. But nevertheless, if anything secures, he's liable. So, he doesn't have to return the band. Certainly, it's Chaybons. The Gemara says, here is that you have 2 days in the Gemara, where you can be mechalek between the Chiyuvim and the Kinyanim with regard to Shoel, with regard to Milve, the Mal of the Gemara is Shoel. Now, of course, if you require some kind of kinyan. What you do require is a question. You don't need mashiach, so what do you need? So Tesla quotes the Baba Kama quotes the Gemara, Baba Tzik quotes the Gemara, and Achafar Shem Echinam. Person wants to give you a picotin, standing in the street. So can you wash the chavis? Put it down. So then sometimes the chavis you chayiv. The set you chayiv could be itself one of two levels. Mishnah is the lack of fun of Hashem Echinam, so Mishnah payment base. This is in Baba Kama, Bitzir of Tzadik Tess, so when you show some liver of Aveda. That's not so posh. As we'll see, we get the next year. It's possible Shem Echinu can become that way, but not Shem Esach. You can become Shem Echinu when someone shown him by mere ascent to receiving the Chafetz. It's where Shem Echinam is chayiv. It's chayiv only if it's pesheya. So you don't have to supply positive shmira as a freshal shema. What you need to do is not be pesheya. In order that I should be liable, not to be pesheya, that my pesheya should be made liable, it's enough if I agree to have the chayiv in my possession. Shem Esacha is not just he's not to be pesheya, he has to provide professional services, which is getting paid. That's not a barakah for it. That chavis has to enter your possession by the instrumentality of a kinyan. That may very well be. We have a taste this earlier. Of it, see it. Like Proverbs Was a shaila if a Baal has possession of his ishtay, not the ownership. Dixim Lug weeds his payless. Was a problem, part of his payless during the period of the marriage, how do we regard the Dixim Lug? Brought to the Baal, brought to the Isha, who's in charge? So there's a question, Baal b'dikse ishtoi, is he shoyel, is he a seichel, is he chai b'onson, chai b'gnei v'aveide? So where's the Baal b'dikse ishtoi l'shir, l'chai v'seichel abe, he's regarded the equivalent of a lekeach, as if he purchased it temporarily. V'in the galeri, even the Gemara says he's l'shir l'seichel, שבחינו אבי, חי בפשיר. פשיר בי חי. Even though you didn't assume שמירה, and even though you didn't make a מייסה שמירה. ולפי זה הלוקח בהם על 30 יום, אבי דלב שאלה ולסכר, you bought it to Hashem Mekach, לא כך, you bought something on approval. Mean when it's yours. The Gemara right there says to the Rambam, he says, Rambam Chaylik. According to the Tesis, according to the Ri, to be Shem Mechinam, the fact that you agree to the Chaybis being there, that is sent sufficiently to be Chayiv you, as Shem Mechinam. Shem Sar probably would be different. The Tesis of Tzadik Tera seems to say that otherwise. We equate Shem Mechinam Shem Esach. We ask us to require a Kenyan not to create the Din of Shemel. We can't answer that. That's the differential recognition of the status of Shomer. According to Tesis, Shemichin will be in any event. According to Tesis, Kapsanik Tes, and according to the Rashba, and probably according to Tesis, we have said Vomit Base. Once you agree to accept the object, it can be appreciated. Can't be b'shir. That's the b'shir mechina. Tesis of a kamer thinks that no, even to be a shir mechina, it has to be only through the time of Mashiach and prior to that. What about b'shir mesocho? If you think that shir mechina requires Mashiach, which yourself certainly requires, you think shir mechina does not require Mashiach, as says of Sefer Beis, quite possibly Shemesachah would require Mashiach, because there you are committing yourself in a positive way to provide Shmira, and that's only because of Mashiach. Now what the function of the Mashiach is, and therefore in a sense what the nature of the Mashiach is open to question independently. In Kinyonim, if you buy the man, so the two fundamental assumptions, two fundamental modes of interpreting what Mashiach does. One is it's a manifestation of Bailus. It says it's the creation of Bailus. What I see by manifestation, you act, you bring the Chavis into your Rishus, but it's the Maisa Mashiach as such, a flash of mastery, which is created for you. Not necessarily the result, at the end of the day, where the object is, and under whose control. But that Maisa itself, you're flexing your muscles, you're showing who's in charge. Or, do you say that Mashiach is the result which is important, not the process. Result, if after you've pulled it, it's in your area of your control, that's its kainer. That's the gati mashiach, which is kainer ben. If you want to become a shomer, maybe the rules of the game are different. What defines, if you require Mashiach, what defines Mashiach? This probably meshes with another question that the Mashiach, apart from the Mashiach of Kuchis, the Pasuk Mashiach of Shomer is the Mashiach of Gaslin. Mishnah Babakami says, Fahintes, if you take you worship an object within the reshus of the Nigzel, the Nignav, and the baby dies before you take it out of the reshus of Potter. Mashiach, you have to bring it to the reshus. Here you didn't do that. You moved it from one part of the reshus to another part of the reshus. Now there, you're not necessarily buying or acquiring the object. You have assuming responsibility for it because of the Meisik Zeler. The Gaz is Chai Bonson per se. Taisus and Shubas of an element base as 2 days whether a Gazdan can become reliable when Mashiach of Shus Rabbi. Abayin Rabbi said Mashiach of Shus Rabbi is not Koine. We've got to make Chememkil. What about Gazdan? So there are 2 days of Taisus, yes or no. The day is going to turn in one or two matters. Either how you regard Mashiach of Shus Rabbim. So Mashiach of Shus Rabbim is nothing. You move it from one side of the street to the other side of the street. It's meaningless. It has no import. Or you say, no, you did a Maisa Mashiach, but you can't be kinder because the king of Mashiach is not Chav Shus Rabbim. If I want to be kinder, if I'm a Gazan, that's not sufficient. The same issue of Isaac and Tesla by Mitzir of Tzadik Tess earlier in that Amid, Kiyoshid Mishit Mashil, Tesla, Void Shloma, the last of the Hokamai, but she also was Yosef Shutram, and he's Chai Bonson, Kanye Mashiche, Afar Gabdolo Kanye in Mecca, Kamashed Koldum Ravune, don't come on to call him Shus Chai Bonson, but Kanye Chazor. Just we find with regard to Kot Ravune, if you make a Mashiche, so you be Chai Bonson, even though the Balki has to have his back, that first chance we mentioned before between Kiyuvim and the Kinyanim. So Tais says, take that a step further, what's defined as Mashiach, with regard to being kind for Mekach, Shus Rabim is out, with regard to becoming Shemel, Shus Rabim is in. Because the Mashiach serves a different purpose, it's you assume control of the object, not that you assume ownership of the object. And that's a different level of Mashiach. All of this, of course, coming back to the point of departure, is that we're trying to determine how we regard the scene of the cotton. Because presumably there could be some correlation between what we say with regard to the das that's required in order to create the situation of a shemel, the relationship to shemel and a mashir and a mafkid, and the maisa which is required. Conceivably, if you require maisa kinyan, presumably you require das as well. But that's not necessarily reversible. Well, she said two things. Number one, it's not necessarily reversible. It could be that if you require das, you don't require maisa kinyan. Das is what, at the level of agreement, in studying, it creates a relationship called Bafkin Shemel. It may also be that, irrespective of the Das supposed to be Sakinian, I don't leave that idea. Alright, so it could be parsidis of a piece or not. What the Gemara said over here is that it's not a sine of a cotton, presumably not to create status of shomer, the shomer for a katan, you would have to have das, and then it leaves an open question whether you have kinyan or not. And the shayla, as we've seen in different days, and also different views, we had different shomerim, whether you require kinyan or not. The Rambam, Mishnah Mishnayos, the Kamer, and the Mishnah Fayintes. שני, כי ארבעה שמרים אינם קוראים אותו הדבר הניתן להם לשמור, לעניין שחייבים שמירתו בהתחייב כל אחד מהמדינים המיוחדים להם, כמו שהתבהר אם לא קנו אותו למטרד ולכם בני הדרכים שנקנים בין המטרד למקר וממקר ומה שהתבהר במסלול הקידושי. פורש, like Rashi, that the problem is one of the חיובים, not of the קניינים. Rabbi Mishnah בית סוחר חסריר, כדאי שתקנו מחכמים משיכה ולקוחות, כך תקנו משיכה בשומרים. אומר לחברו שמור לי זה, ואומר לו, ענך לפניי, איזה שומר חינם. אבל ענך לפניך, או ענך סתם, שמר הבית לפניך, אינו לך שוכל בשם השכר, ולכי השבועה כלל. Here the question obviously arises, Rav says that you need משיכה בשומרים for what? To get the זכויות, or to get the חיובים? So Pesach Hashem, we saw explicitly what he holds. Presumably, same thing over here. So he's talking about the Chiyuvim. But then he goes on to say, Omer Chaver Shmoh Lizeh, V'omar Lo Hanach Lefanai, Ani Shomer Chinam. Where's the Kinyan? So the Magnus Shnevel quotes the Rashba. Tell me, when Michael, when we did the Mishra, we should do the Mishra, because the Mishra goes to the Shurbrim. He really says the Rashba, and he has a problem with the Chaba Motav, and he has a problem with the Shomar, and he has a problem with the Kamon, and he has a problem with the Kamon, and he has a problem with the Kamon, etc. Rashba says, the Rashba says, simply is an indication of the agreement between them as to who's what he's going to assume Sar Shebe or not. But it requires like a Kenyan. This question. If you don't assume this, the Magnusha Bell assumes that I'm also this way. We should reconcile Ram here. I'm not certain that it's so. If you know both days are quoted, we've got to inquire for Kenya. Now this question of how Shmira is created, we've got to which I've touched upon two bases. One, the Gemara of Kamba got the Das. And second, the problem of Kinyanim. These work into the discussion that you have with the Shanim here around the Rimigash. Where's the Rimigash Mechadish? Yeah. Yeah, that which the Gemara says that if you're a Cheshire of a cotton, If we got Shavuos Echad, or Shavuos made the mixes. However, if we got Shavuos Shomrim, there you'd be Chayev Shavuos to the Kod. What is the rationale for this?
He says two things. So the first thing he says is because it's a shul that comes on a Tanah Shema, and so therefore even though a katan doesn't have a Tanah Bari, you don't need it. You don't need a real Tanah because it comes on a Tanah Shema anyway.
Yeah.
He also says that it becomes Machmas Hashmira, which I think we kind of figure out exactly what it means. But it could mean because it has to do with his Chayvos of the Shomer, not necessarily because of the regular Tanah.
Yeah. But then he says, but there's also another point which is relevant to what we've been discussing here. We'll get to the question which you raised before, just a moment. But where is the Yimigash most vulnerable?
Back of the Pasuk is talking about Shoshana.
That's the one point. That's the Rabban's critique. But beyond that, the Rabban also picked up on.
He assumes the cutting of the Taina, the Taina of the cutting is the Taina.
Well, the Ribigash is sent some way to the Taina of the cutting, we'll see later. But very simply, the whole discussion of whether you could reach with the Shur Shom to a cotton has to first be predicated upon which assumption? What has to precede the interior of the cotton? It has to be a shomer. If it's a shomer, it's going to be a shomer. Well, here the Gemara Baba Kama seems to suggest there is no shomer with regard to the cotton. That is the Rabbi Yimigash said before, the two issues over here. One issue is without the Shavua. The other issue is without the Shmir, is the Shemer. Only Shemer is Chayshus the Shomer. The problem is not whether the cotton is a Shemer, but whether the person received from the cotton is a Shemer. The cotton over here is the Mafkin, bear in mind. When it comes to the Tazi Kosh, the cotton is the time when the Mafkin presents vis a vis the Shemer. Give him back the cotton back. But the person doesn't share with the first one, it's nothing to talk about. That's the primary time vis-a-vis the Rimigash, and the Rambam followed in his footsteps. Look, for the moment, the Rambam, the Lord which precedes that which I just mentioned. Katan shifkid biyad gadol, o ish ilo, reiz agadol nishvah shvat ashurim lakatan. Hu rabotai minim le Rimigash, shein zi nishvah batanat hakatan kde shomar zi shvet al tchesh katan, shkol ashurim shvatan shvat shamay. Zim zi shvachai vishvur is taine, kotna is no taine. So he can be, maybe he's a mafkid, you be a mafkid, but you don't. It's tiny. What mafkid? Then not be a mafkid. If you have other shvuos, so you have the shvuos, the tiny. The tiny is not recognized as a valid tiny. So maybe there's no shvuos. Here the Rivigash says, what creates the chiv shvuos is automatically status of shmira. If you're a shemer, it's imposed upon you the shomrim. It's nothing with your tiny, it's self-generated. But that, if anything, puts all the weight on the issue, are you a mafkid, as a cotton a mafkid, or not? So apparently the Rebbe assumes that he is, which seems to encounter the Gemara in Baba Kama. And counter, well, here the problem is what the most lotion is, then it says cotton flu. The Rebbe asks this. אבותיי הורו, ואני מסכים בהם, שלא נשבע כלל ואפילו עשית, שאין נתינת קטן כלום. ואם פיקדון אין כאן, שבוע אין כאן, ואפילו כעבידה, הרץ הסבר עבידה, זה מסתק, אפילו כעבידה אינו, לעבידה עתי מכוח בן דעת. ותמר לעצמך, לכו לפרשת המהיר בשבילת השומרים, ולא כל מיני שפרט הקטן. אולי בצל זו בהיר, זה לא שמירה, אין סס קודם כלום. Then you understood that someone might say, well, there is a Shmira. And it's going to come in something else. So I said, no, the Parsha talks about Kotten. Mushti Lamayat Kotten talks about Shemrim. That's the Rabbi's first Asogir. Hebrew structure is lacking. And he says, Vod, Al-Vadai Shiloh Nishbayin, Asafek Shiloh Nishbayin. It's the second Taina, which relates to a totally different factor. True, he said, Rabbi Gash is right. The Shvush of Shamrim is based on is with God at Tenis Shema. So he says, but it's a matter if the Kotan says Tenis Bori in other contexts. Was that Shema Eidechot and Medi Mimiksas? You disregard it. When he comes over the Suffolk story, Asoshna Nishboi, and these, of course, are two different claims. First, the Rabbi says he's not a Shemo altogether. So the rest forget about Shuras HaShomer. It can't be Shuras HaShomer without a Shemo. Second point he makes, even were he to be a Shemo, there also be no Chiyu Shuras HaShomer, because you're lacking a Tainus Shemo. And the Rabbi pretty distinguishes between a Tainus Shemo and the absence of a Tainus Shema. The Rambam apparently regards a Jiboy Shalei B'Tainia. That's the Rambam formula, he said, Rebbe Gash. Without a Tainia, the Rambam apparently thinks Shema is not zero Tainia. Shema is the Tainus Shema, Tainus Shema is also a Tainia. That could be one of two ways understood. One halach is halach of Tainia. Tainia is a particular claim as to what happened. Tzviya, something else, the demand. It could be told to David that we require a tiny, but Tan Shema is sufficient. According to the Migash and the Rambam, perhaps either you don't require a tiny altogether, or you need a Tzviya, or you don't need a tiny as such, excuse me, either that the cotton's tiner at the level of Shema is a tiner, or it's like an old tiner, but you don't require a tiner, to be is sufficient. If you mean the Lamaise, between the two points that Rabbi touches upon, the Shmira or the tiner, would obviously be in which case? Well, let's think about later on. If the Pekodin, the Pekodin would number the father. The father was a Godin when he gave him. So the relationship to Shema Mavkid that made the person a Shema was very difficult to the father. What would you say then? So according to the first time of the Ravid, the promise was not a Shema. In this case, if the father was Mavkid, he is a Shema. If the problem is that the Tain is no Tain, at least it's a Shema, that you don't have the latter case either. This is one consideration. Another is with regard to a point which the Rebbe Gash elaborates and which the Rambam incorporates as well. He follows the Rebbe Gash down the line on this. The Rebbe Gash says, and of course, it's a locker. Wenn sie fragt, wie geht es, 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 wie וקטן כיוון דלב התיינו הוא, אבל כהודית בלא תיינה, וכעד אחד בלא תיין דלב כלומו, ונשמע אלה כלי ברינה. אוקיי, אז היא שאז, מי מיקצס זה אוט, זה את הפוסקס במיית, אני דרך כלל נשים לנו במיקצס, במיקצס סיבו לפרוטייפ, תשובה בו בחבסטיינה, and אני דרך כלל נשים לנו במיקצס, במיקצס סיבו לפרוטייפ, But what the Rambam says that even with tense cut, there's nothing which to require. Rambam Toma, and yes, chivat tense cut lab klumu, heichim chayvit al shuat esei, v'kayvan shuat esei l'v'chayvit al tense boy. So yes, the heid the tense cut lab tainu yin shuat at Torah, the shuat yin taiva adot al yitvah. The sugi of memory and base, is essence, which is solely generated by the tiny of the Baldova. Or called one Losh in the Gemara, together with the Raglai Baldova, with the Drill de Romaine. There certainly caught this out of the picture, and as we noted when we learned that sugi, we talked about Boreh de Acher. We'll get back to it in Kashnar's sugya. Hesed requires even a higher degree of bari than maybe be mixes. Here we're talking about something else. Here we're talking about a case in which she has a shoot film and the like. That's what she was in. A case in which she was tested required but didn't to the circumstances. Circumstances where, normally speaking, we have a shvua deraisa. So the basis for making shvua is there. It doesn't be created in the study. But the problem is, only with the cotton. So we recognize the cotton, shvua assesses sufficiently because the ground for the shvua is not based upon the tiftana alone, it's based upon the circumstances. For that purpose, we recognize. Now, what would be in the case of the Shemel, would it be Shua Sess or not? So the Mikash is assuming that he's a Shemel, has no problem with regard to the Shemel, no problem with regard to the Chishua. So the Chishua is that the Fadaisa Shua, no, except Shua Sess Shomrim. Shua Sess, yes, but it reaches the cotton. Is Shua Sessus. That Rambam says over here. More fully, the Rebbe says it here. That's the Rambam at the end of Parakeh Tevinitin. רבותיי, לחיוד שאין נשבעין לתת עצמך קוטן תשובה של תורה, שבועת הסד נשבעין. I mean, it's where the infrastructure which were your God would create, שבועת הרייסה, exists. ומילא, we ask ourselves what happens according to the Ravid, in case of Shmiras Kotten, the Kotten was a Mafkid. So it depends which part of the Ravid we're talking about. If we talk about the first part of the Ravid, so there the promise to the Ravid is what? What's the first part? It's not a Shemel. It's not a Shemel. It's not a Shemel. It's not a Shemel. The relationship doesn't exist. If we basically have set up a second part of the Ravid, namely, the Tain is only Tain is Shema, and Tain is Shema, the cotton is not worth anything. But we don't raise the issue of that being a Shema. So, for instance, the father was Mafkid, and then the cotton would come in Tain. So, according to the first part of the Ravid, there will be Hesses. Maybe even Shua Dai today, the Ravid doesn't talk about the first Lush. But the second question of the Ravid, then he says the problem is that at the time, even the father was Mafkid, there would be no Shua Dreise. Hesses, maybe there would be. If it's not a Shemel, there's no Hesses either. If it's a Shemel, but the question is Taina, then you would have. Here, the Ravid, the Ribigash, stresses that we recognize the tiny of a cotton, but the Gantt Chaim Shua says is that sort of the cotton is a body. The cotton is a Shema, there is no Shua says. Here I have a suffix, I don't know which way to go with it. We discuss body the Acher, so I stress then that the two kinds of body, two levels of body. One level of body, which is a higher degree of body, which is sufficient, at times are necessary, to create the whole chiyuv by Baruch Shem Bar Yadiv. Another kind of body, which is sufficient, which all it needs to do is create the context of a shvuah, which tightness body, which requires tightness body, but a level, lower level of tightness body. Here, according to the Ravid, according to Rabbi Gash, we require the tightness cotton to be a body to produce hesses. It does have to be the same body which produces hesses of the word of men. The body of the Ach is no good for that, according to the Rambam. Or, since here it's a substitute in effect, for sure it's made of a mixas, but a mixas, the Rambam thinks Bore Dach is sufficient, but this Bore Dach can be good here too. I don't know. And there's a further problem we have to remigash the Rambam and another score. Vidaloma Borili, the cotton doesn't say Bori, ain't it real Tanato? What I'm saying that some kind of Shvua is of Hesses, that's where the Tanis Bori, not Tanis Shema. Why? The Meshiva Bidav and Nitva Bahacha Mishim to come out of it. The cotton Tainis, you owe me 100. And Nitva says 50 I owe, 50 I don't know. So if you were going to be made of a mixus, with the cotton, Chai Shud Raisa. With the Tainis cotton, it's not made of a mixus. But Hesses to be Chayiv. Provided the Tainis Bori. If there is a Tainis Bori, which I would have said, with the Tainis Bori, of course there's no Shvur, because the Hesses is generated by the fact that we have at the level of a cotton what a god would generate Shvua Dreise. But that's what the Rebbe Gash says. Yubil Devi Katanu, Vi Loam Aborili, Eini Shvir Al Tana, Tod, the Meshiv Avida, Venitva Bachemishim, the Komeidu, Vudani, Tama Labav Yotcho, אין המיועד על החמישים פרדו שכמי שמעבדת. So you don't say, when you should have said the Chumah, simply, if the Tenet is called the Tenet Shema, just as wherever you go to without generating the Shkiru the Reise, if it's a Kod, it doesn't generate Shkiru Asesis. There's no Mechai. You don't need Mika for that. You don't need Meshav Avedi for that. The Rabbi said the same thing. Because they have been eaten, go back to where we were previously, אין יש בית הלכיה של הקוד, נחל הבא בטענת עצמו, בטענת אביו, לפי שזה המקצת שהודה אחרי שהודה בו לקטן, אינו רק בשבעה בידה. זה ידע בשבעה בידה. זה לא מי שזה במיכאי, וזה לא טייני. בשבעה בידה זה חוס מקס ומיגר. עד אמרו לך תסיר לרוע נשוי בשבעה בידה. Now one other point, but I got to the Rebbe Gashir, which I don't remember if we noted that or not, I think we did. We went to Gemara of Mem, so the Gemara says over there, we got to shtekes lo shonu le tainis malve, we do a sloive, kwa shtekes, o tainis malve, that's the dechod, you don't be kwa shtekes. Lo shonu, tainis malve, that's the dechod, So the Shainim want to be medayik that in the text of Chaim Shmuel, if he has the backing of a Titus Baldovo. And then we saw the Shem one way or the other. What about a cotton? So you're quite Titus Baldovo. Quite a lot of time. See, the Dechon also wouldn't help. Which is what the Rebbe Gash says here, and Rambam for Helochotes. Rabbi is the Shitosoi, that in Perkidal of Cheshvuos, describes the various shvuas, shvuas of the yonim, mi shikavach habitatlin shetano veidech beid alav bakisho veil shtei shvuot at yedei tanat vaday ukfira netos b'shem. I'm quite telling you, it's for the Dechod. So here, cotton wouldn't help. So we have one question with regard to Tainus Shema, and then we have another problem with regard to cotton. If you say that Tainus Shema of Gordel doesn't work, if I ask Mechama, Tainus, the Tainus of cotton, the problem is not only the substance of the Tainia, but the capacity of the toyin, Aksa Bechama, that Kishna Bechashua Shua Sedecha. This is Sanhedrin, some Chesim and Beis, it's picked up Achrenim, it's not my Mitzor. The long taste is there. If you want to say, I couldn't get money. Toma, what talks over there with regard to Chiv, Shus, a Pikodim, with regard to a cotton? If the Baal Obama is a cotton, so it says, with Tom Hechit, Chiv, Adam Hashem, Akzelo, Ainge, with the Chiv, Shus, a cotton, Shim, Abbas, Lakam, Perk, Shus, a Yonim, he thinks with the CS cotton clum. Shom, Adam, Mili, Betanad, Mod, Kfira, Voda, namely, Med, Remixes. Pedechon, Nishbaim, Inami, because it's been Nishba, we volunteer the Shvu. If that Tesis disagrees with the Rebbe Gash and the Rambam, we said you need Tanis Golim Vedechod. A Pismara, one could equate Tanis Shem of a Godel and the Tanis of a Kotten, or one could be Michalik. Well, the Rabbi's face, Damcha, is consistent, but a Pismara, what taste would hold, I don't know. Right, it's coming back to us. Probably not Sugya. The Migash is clear. How the Migash have treated the problem of the scene of the Afkode, in light of the Gemara Baba Kama, is problematic. The Ravid asks sharply. Now, one could have said, as I said before, if the Rivgash was talking about Shavua, that at a time it's all a case of where the father was mafkid, in which case the issue of the Afkod is no issue. The only issue is the issue of the Shavua, and the time requires a general Shavua, and so that the Rivgash does himself. However, if you open the Rambam, based on Chazayin, that Rambam which I read before, the Rav Zasogan, Katan Sheifkid B'yad Gadol O Yishilo, Eizah Gadol Nishma Shuvat HaShomrim LeKatan. Hu Rabotai, Shein Nishma Tad Katan, Eizah Shuvat Nishma Tad Skotten, Vashu Shuvatan Shuvat Shemayim. Now it's in Fuhr, Shein Nishma Tad Mafkid O Yishilo. That's Rabbit's Kasha. Rabbit gives a thought also to Rabbit's Loshen, if Kibi Adelo Yishilo. I apparently saw some possibility that some by Mechalik Abisvore between him is Mav Kibi Adelgodl. And Mashiach, therefore I mentioned separately. Could have just said, Fki B'yad Godol. Apparently felt the need. Why the need? How would it have occurred to anyone if the Kodim is Mashiach B'yad Godol that creates a Pekodim, but if Mashiach does create a Pekodim? No? If he's Mashiach, what is he trying to transmit? The rights, particularly in light of the Rambam, is Machlokes Rishonim with regard to Shaila and Tzchiru to some extent. The Ritual Magen tradition thinks that Shomrim, Shoyer, etc., just have Tashmish. They don't have anything in the Guf HaChevetz. They have the right of Tashmish. The Rambam, the Kabbal Shel Pekodin, thinks otherwise, explains שקלים מחברו בימס תמרי משיב את זה רואה שירצה מה שקורא בזה סוד חצבא שלא לזמן קצוב כיוון שמשך וזכה אין הבני יכול להסירו בתעדו הצורי מהשאלה אפילו מת השואל היושים שלשים שיהיה סוף הזמן so I'm understood this strikes is very odd and very unfair I did him a nice fellow did him a favor let him his car Wants the car back, he says, I'll give it to you in a month, some shit, whatever. So he felt the need to explain it, at least to explain in formal terms of halacha. V'dinu, halakeach kone aguf kinyan olam, v'dinim shen natan, v'kabe matana kone aguf kinyan olam, v'lo natan klum. V'asocher kone aguf v'perota v'atzma katsu v'dinim shen natan, v'asher kone aguf v'perota v'atzma katsu v'lo natan klum. כשם שנותן כמוכר שיכול לעזור בו לעולם, ככה משאיר כמזכיר שיכול לעזור בו לתוך הזמן. למה זה היה בפרופורשן over here? as the maskir is to the as the meicher is to the nesin, so the mashil is to the maskir, as the meicher is to the nesin, so the maskir is to the shoyl, to the mashil. But the difference is, one is with regard to the goof itself, the other one the goof of peres dekal peresa. So that probably could require a greater degree of aknoa das makne than what the Ritva Torah brings in of their name is Rebbe. Now one might have said, look, we divorced the two, kinyan them separately, squeeze them separate, as we saw before, we had sugi of Ravuna, Makdushta Pemzayin. So for the God to the Chiyuvim, by the Mashil is a Kotna, a Godel is irrelevant. Or someone might have thought, no, that fundamentally, Hashol is an act of Aknoi. As a derivative, as an ancillary element, in the context of Hashol, there is also Chiyuvim. But the fundamental transaction is one of giving rather than one of imposing. And then one might have said that Kotten is incapable of being Mashil, but he's capable of being Mafkid. So I must let you know, no, he's also capable of being Mashil. Either because the Rambam thinks that while this distinction is correct, Tashol is different from Mafkodim, but still Kotten can do that too, or because he thinks if we're dealing with the chiyuvim here, that's what bothers us, and not the kinyanim. So kinyanim echelam v'kotim wouldn't give, but the chiyuvim, which is what we're talking about over here, whether the shemel has to pay, then a kotim can give. So at least I've been saw the possibility of distinguishing the kotim and godel in terms of the mafkid, shel adaknok mafkidim. Then he backs away from that. But does he back away totally? Does he back away only with regard to Chiyuvim? That raises an open question. But anyway, the issue, of course, which Rabban raises and Dravid, verse of the Migash, is a very, very strong issue. It's an issue of two levels. First, of the Kashi, which Dravid and the Rabban both pose, namely the Parsha, Kinabi Jovim, and Mimad Medi Mitzas, talks about Shomrim. Second is the Maaz Lashon. The Maaz Lashon says Chod and Klum. But focuses about the Nesin and not about the Chiyuv Shvu. By the other end, so that's if you waive the Gemara and Baba Kame against the Migash. On the other hand, the problem doesn't start with the Migash. The problem starts with the Gemara itself. The Gemara by us trying to explain why Emesh bin Emesh Hashem Kotten, because the Pasuk about Nesine, Emesh talks about Shavuah. Because the Halacha is Shavuah, so we're talking about. The problem is the time of the Kotten cannot create a general Chiv Shavuah. But the Bakar which the Gemara gives, on the face of it, is not a problem in Shavuah. Probably the Nesina. And of course, if there's no Nesina, there's no Shavuah. But these are two different topics. So probably it's essentially even in the Gemara here, the Gemara Baba Kama clearly talks about the Nesina, we have no problem. The Gemara here presumably talks about Shavuah, and then goes on to quote a Makkel from the scene. It says about Rishon Sushenim as to whether Shavuos Hashomer is different than the other Shavuos. Now, according to I can't remember. According to the Rimigash, So the problem is a problem of Shavuot. Shomim thinks no problem even of Shavuot. Nozuchel Yidri Mirash would say that in Shomrim, Shavuot is Shomim, also in Ismail. And here I come again to the second Hasog of the Ayurid, which is the problem of the Taina. The Taina Shema isn't there. It's a Taina Shema, can't be better than Taina Svaday. The two, as I mentioned before, would be whether the God was Mavki, or what he said with regard to Essence. Of course, the more obvious difference, it's from the God to which the Ramban professes to have a suffix. Yes, the Kotlin was mafkid is the Shomer. Forget about Shur, he had to pay. The Eidim who saw. No about Shur. So of course, if anything is Kotlin Klum, so there's no Shmir at all. So it's been part of that too. Ramban. According to the Migash, says, the Gemara of Kamer, it says, Kotlin Klum, Shemin and Hashto, the Bidi Shomrim Bidiat Rachmon the Kotlin, he called him a Chavin Lishua bin Tinato, he called him a Chavin Lai Kefu. Vow the Isok, that we have Shuat Shomrim, but then we have Nami Kfeile. סביר לדחות טוען, טענה גנת שנשבע שבע דיינים בכלל כפי לעולם. כיוון דהי פטור בכפיילר, ודאי מפטור משבוע. בקרוב אני לומר שלא מתחייב את דין השומרים, ושזה צריך תלמוד. Now maybe it's another possibility. On Facebook we would say, if there's a problem, whether it's a shame all together, it's part of the tashlumen for everything. מוכיב את השלומן. The Ramban, and according to the Migash, there is a chiv, the Shlum and a chiv Shavua. Ramban raises the possibility of a partial chiv to Shlum. Tetan is Ganev, of the Gemara of Abakamer, and since God in Klum is with regard to Tetan is Ganev. That I'll work on. If God is a Ganev, by virtue of the fact that he's totally in control of the object, it's easier for him to retain it. So immediately, the Tetan is Ganav, in effect, even though he's done nothing physically, he sees the object, to scribe Kefil. That, with regard to a cotton, or vis-a-vis a cotton, you don't say. It's the second tier of Shmira. However, says the Ramban, perhaps, you'd be part of Shia from Karen as well. That's your Talmud. Suppose you're Tetan as Ganev, you're enough of a Shia to Chayv Tetan as Ganev, enough of a Shemel, you're enough of a Shemel to be Chayv from Karen, you're not enough of a Shemel to be Chayv Tetan as Ganev. Once that distinction is made, if you accept it, one could perhaps introduce parallel distinctions. What you realize is that there are two levels of Shmira, two levels of Nesina, Nesina, which is Mechayev. Basically, Mishlomo, you Mechayev, you could be Shemir, the Kavirs, and that which generates Kivtein and Ezgana. Then we might assume, maybe it's enough of Shemir to be Chayev, to Shemir Chinam, Chayv Shia, yes. Chayv Gnei Ve'Aveda, no. What is the Rabban Sofek here? Gnei Ve'Aveda Shem Sofek too? Only Pshia Shem Echim. I believe that at the table time being, we get the next Mishnah with Rabbi Gash and Rambam talk about Pshia being different than the Yuvim. Come back to this question over here too, although the Ramban does not seem to subscribe to what they hold. Alright, this introduces the sugya here, and of course, to some extent, to say this in Cheshav and Cheshuvah. From here, we move to the next sugya, which is Shmuel Kotel Hekdesh, and here we get involved with the words of Yaakov and Chachomim, and we've got to again the cases. The father was a mafkir, the kotel was a mafkir, there was problems from Yeshua, problems from Bafkode, all this gets involved in the Shayna. In looking at that sugi, we have to try to separate two strands, which make it easier to work through the sugi. One strand is taking its face value, what the Gemara tells us, Rabbi and other things, face value. How does that impact on the Mechlech Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov and Chachom? Try to say that Mechlech per se. Is the Halach Mechlech is the Metzius Mechlech? Do they agree on Halach about everything? But the only problem is Meis and not Meis. Or is the Mechlech still a Halach on a more fundamental level? That is one strain which runs through the Sugi. But in the course of the sugya, meanwhile, the Gemara introduces elements, not by us, the Gemara, but that's the Shenim, which raise other problems, other issues, other concerns, some of which will exhaust now, some of which will leave for later. Namely, the Mechayev Shesmer Bevictus. What is the most problem of Rabbi? What's the most question? Let the Kayev Hakel also be. Chayv Shvur, as Rashi learns, or let him be mixed with us be part of the Shvur, as Moshe Sharon learned. And this has to do with issues which concern the problem of Tum Shvur. If you learn that, like Tesla does, that Moshe Kashi was, let him be mixed with us be part of, because maybe Mikhail Kayv Rakel, the subject of Mikhail Tum Shvur works. That's the logic of Moshe Shenim, but we'll do better with to leave that until we get to what Hema Beis, which is the home base of that sugya. This point will simply indicate that issue exists. Yeah. Then the problem issue of Aveda that we already touched on. Yeah. Then the question takes not here but elsewhere. They also ask, as other Shem ask over here, what, how does the Gemara know the Kefakel is Pato? Well, it takes the great Kefakel is Pato, and then deals with maybe Mixas. So Rashi explained the Kefakel is Pato, as it makes part of, that, Chazokia. If you don't assume that, men of Shem don't, what is the basis of it? And some of the Tehutzim reflect on some of the issues we've already considered, whether Shuei Seidechot requires Titus Bari, among other things. Now, this Gemara talks about the Chiyuv of Menu Mikzas, served also a bit of a springboard for the Ramban to get involved in Moshe Chayyim Shuei Shomron. To what extent is Shomron different from Menu Mikzas? These are the two issues. One issue is, indeed, it's for Shomrim Chayev, even without many mixes. It's a shame of Kefakel Chayev Shvur. That's one issue. Secondly, if he's not Chayev, if he's not, you don't require many mixes. Why the distinction to Shomrim and regular Medivikas Shem and Alvar? Now for this, in the first parables, we have the Chachamim, that we have to see. The best is the Gemara Gittin, the Menalef from Menalef at the bottom, right to the next Mishnah. I think it was Rabban and the Balamoyer there. They referred you to Gemara, which we already dealt with, Kufra Mazen, Babasra, the Boy of the Acher, who talked about Balamoyer, the Rabban's recollection. Yeah. Kulibar delay. You may leave for the time being. Other than that, we want to work through this sugya here. The sugya, that's what the Gadol Zev of the Chachamim, primarily. The sugya, which deals with Begrisis, with Shoyim and Menad, is primarily Baba Kama. Right after the sugya which we looked at before in Baba Kama, the bottom kufa mid beis until about 10 lines down in kuf zayin mid beis. Now, the sugya itself is relatively straightforward. It's a long text over there, which works through the Gemara Baba Metzia, Daf Tzadik, the Mishnah Tzadik Zayin Amid Aleph, Gemara Tzadik Zayin Amid Beis, and Tzadik Chesam Amid Aleph at the beginning. With regard to, when it reaches him, it's be well worth your while to invest the effort you need over here, but it's the taste is not easy going. It's an important taste. See the Gemara Baba Metzia I mentioned just a moment ago, the taste of the book of the taste is Rabbi Natan and Sefer Yosho, a very complicated shtickle, very involuted, but I mentioned that in any event. So hopefully next week we'll finish with Rabbi Yaakov Chachamim. But the Machlekes is understand sugya. What some of the assumptions I've got to Migo, which has to do number one with Migo after Mishur, number two with Migo de Oza. Taina, which you could have taina, requires more Oza than taina you do taina. Maybe the Migo falls away because maybe the reason you didn't taina that, not because you're an honest man, because you're a weak man. Got the Migdosa that's dealt with the end of the text of Kuf Zayin Baba Kama, and by the number of places, you would do best to look at the Klali Migdosa of the Shach, which is the end of Siman Pei Beis, see what deals with Klali Migdosa. I said Migdosa after Shua, we won't deal with it at this point. And then with regard to Shua Menu Mitzas, the requirement of Mitzvah, where the Shavuot requirement of Mitzvah are not, that's the Sugya Baba Kama of Kufa Amid Beis, Kufa Zayin Amid Beis, to be learned in conjunction with the Gemara Baba Metzia, Tzadik Zayin Amid Beis, Tzadik Chesam Amid Aleph. Okay. Last of all, the twin. Well, I said, what did you finally do about the Greece?
Yeah, two stages in chapter.
Two separate.
The other side didn't want to go against them and have the Noah call.
It's very distinct time. I once wrote about this.
Yes.
It was in a it published by YU. Where did the Russell register?
I would have been happy to do the other one. Thank you.
I'm not going home with Bertie tonight.
Okay.
There's a Rambam in the end of Halacha Tes where he talks about the what the Shomrim with Shvi'ah. He seems to say that there isn't a time.